Noble.
Hi, Dave. NGOTR. Heard Steve calling for DJW, but no joy. He didn't get him.
Good. I say it's not good. He probably called him on the phone or something.
I'm just getting ready to go back outside. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Headed up to Steve's, or over to Steve's, however you, I'm not exactly where, compared to Taylor's, exactly where he lives, east or north or northeast or something. But anywho, I'm headed that way.
Yeah, it'd be northeast.
So, I guess that's neither here nor there, because I'll just go at Wade Hampton to 357 and hang a left on 357.
From my house, I would just go over to 14, which is less than a mile. And then go down 14 till I got to 357, hang a left. Steve's 7.8 miles from me.
Far. So, I'll run down there and bug you for a while then.
Well, you can do that, no problem.
How long it takes up here at Steve's house, I'm not, he said they're going to build a model, I'm not sure what all that's going to involve. I think it's like a trainer plane or something, but I'm really not sure.
Say something about the other day, but I don't recall.
What are you getting ready to do?
Going outside, Dave. I don't know what I'm going to do. Just Bernice is out there.
I'm surprised she's not fixing you something to eat.
A chicken sandwich and a little dressing with it, and three or four potato chips and a glass of milk. And that was our meal, big meal for the day. I didn't want her to have to make up anything fancy, and the dressing was left over from yesterday when we had a rotisserie chicken.
Hey, it sounds like you eat like a king.
I put a star on the wall for you there, because I very much do. Bernice loves to cook and bake and all of that, and the neighbors just love her too. That's why my neighbor's fat over here next door.
You would not believe the traffic in Wade Hampton on a Sunday afternoon. This is just unbelievable.
And I don't like it, but not much we can do about it unless you got some stop sticks.
I mean, it looks like, almost like rush hour.
It's kind of like Woodruff. Thursday is the new Friday, and it's getting to be that way on Wade Hampton.
When my wife was working, she would get up and leave real early, like 6:30, and, to beat the traffic in the downtown. And then she would get off at, she was supposed to get off at 4, she usually got off about 4:30. So she was in more traffic coming home than she was going to work.
I-85 is just a zoo of a morning now, and there's almost always an accident there. Between 7 and 8 o'clock.
Oh, I guess I'll hang up and drive here, because it's, I tell you, this is ridiculous. But anyway, And say hello to Bernice, and I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good choice, Dave, but you're welcome here anytime if you want to come by. And we don't generally come in the house till about, on the average, 6:30 to 7. I got to take my heart medicine about then. And then I head for the rain locker and take a shower and then watch a little TV and go to bed. But we're generally outside till about then. And we just like being out there gardening and messing with the chickens and whatever. I got other things to do out there too, but I don't know, after eating that big sandwich, whether I feel like doing it or not. I might just go out and sit in the swing, you know, and vegetate. Talk to you later, Dave. You be careful out there. KB4, CBA, N0TR. I'm off and clear.
Time N0TR, KB4, CBA.
Four CES, radio set. Anybody around, give me a copy on how this radio sounds.
KB4 CBA mobile, you're solid into the repeater, got a little white noise with you, but 100% copy.
Yeah, I was trying out a new HT antenna, it's got a little bit mag mount, little MFJs, I figured I'd at least make sure it was working all right.
Working.
Thank you, sir. KO4 CES, and I'll be clear.
73 is KB4 CBA.
KO4 HKX. Monitory. This is Dave, how are you today? I was trying to catch Andrew also.
KO4 CES.
You sound much better than you normally do of a morning lately.
This is a mag mount. I'm hoping that'll make a huge difference. So that other one, how well it radiates over the windows.
One of those I'm going to try it, and when I'm traveling with the wife, she won't let me stick a mag mount on her car, so I'm going to give it a try. I bought one of those little Nagoya antennas to go on it. We'll see what happens.
After what I had, a little Nagoya antenna, I went with the BNC, and then I had the windows. Like I said, it gets a little scratchy, but I mean, I think, you know, that compared to a mag mount, it's probably going to be a huge difference, but depends on what kind of road you're on, I guess.
Just want to let you know you sound better than you had been the last couple of mornings I've talked to you. So I'll let you go.
Sir, I'm going to try it out in the morning and see how it sounds. KO4 CS, and I'll be clear.
Still there?
Some people would argue that I'm not all there, but I'm still here.
How doing today? You going to play tennis?
Wish, because I think it's going to rain the next 3 days. I'm headed up to Steve's house, and he lives somewhere in Inman, and what's this called? KN4VWA, and I think W4DJW Dave is also going to be there, and he said we're supposed to be building an airplane.
I'm talking about that. Steve and Dave rounded up parts, and Dave, I believe, was cutting them out on a CNC machine.
I'm taking my plane up there just to let them hear it run. It's an old four-cycle gas engine. So, anyway, I finally got it started the other day.
I heard you talking about that. You've been setting up. They've been setting for a while, I believe.
Again.
I believe it's been setting up for a little while, from my understanding, what I've heard y'all talk about.
They're telling how long it's been just sitting. But I got a real good deal on it, and so can't complain. And the work I had to do to it was just really just clean out the carburetor. I just used some brake clean, and brake clean's good for about everything. I've cleaned out lawnmower carburetors and weed eater carburetors with it, and what I like about it is it doesn't leave any residue at all. It completely evaporates, and heck, you can use it to clean out AC line, and it will leave no residue whatsoever, so you don't have to worry about any contaminants being in there.
That I've used that to clean a lot of stuff out in my years working on cars. Cuts, gashes, AC lines, brake lines, you name it, I've cleaned it with it.
You can get grease out of a seat with it, a cloth seat, if you get a little grease on it, and it'll take it right out.
What I do, I was a diesel mechanic, and I get oil all over my uniforms. And when you have to go talk to a customer, you just don't want to look like that. So I would take my shirt off right quick if I got real nasty and spray it out and blow it out with the air hose. That way it stays at least somewhat presentable. Being a mechanic, you don't have to be nasty, even though it's a dirty job.
Well, I seldom had to talk to the customer. Sometimes they wanted to come back and, see what the service writer was talking about, but I had one kid, he wanted to be back there the whole time, and they allowed it, and he was nice enough. He was in college, and so we would just talk about different things, and he usually just came in for oil change and tire rotation. But when his dad bought the car, he walked by my bay and said, "I want you to work on my son's car and nobody else." And I said, "Well, okay."
Well, I was working at them diesel mechanics on pickup trucks where these contractors were using them. I don't know, it's just like they were a little bit different about their vehicle. They wanted to know how long it was going to be. They wanted to understand exactly what was going on. And service riders just couldn't do it. So they'd always bring them back here, no matter which dealership I worked at.
Be a different breed. I rarely worked on, the diesels I worked on was at when I was at the county. And they had I think it was 6.3 diesel that Ford used to make, and in some of their ambulances, and I worked on those, and that was really about it. Everything else was a gas engine.
Primary, no matter where I worked, was diesel, but I always backed the gas drivability and the automatic transmission guys up, because I could do all of it, but they always put me primarily on diesel work.
I have to stand by for just a second here. I'm going to have to activate my, my GPS here, so tell me where I need to turn. He's talking to me, so I guess that's a good thing.
Weather leads you the wrong way.
Clint steered me wrong. I used to have the regular GPS guy. Here comes a pre-war car. I don't know what year that was. Thing was old. Anyway, and it would lead me astray every now and then, but this one does pretty good. It's on my phone. I use, I think it's just called Maps. This is what it says on my phone anyway.
Google's pretty good about getting you where you need to go. It will steer you wrong occasionally, but not too often anymore.
KV4CBA, good afternoon, and go ahead.
Something's here is in the tool bed. I don't know if you have any knowledge about it or not, but all these chips that's supposed to be made and put in these new cars today that there's a shortage of, are they made here in America or somewhere else?
Get overseas.
China by chance would.
Not sure on that, but a lot of them would be made in China, Japan, or possibly Mexico.
Wondering if anybody knew about that. I had the feeling it was made probably overseas somewhere. Go ahead. I know who, I should know who you are because we talked about Earl Brandon before. CBA, go ahead.
Yes, CBA. So what is the mystery part that nobody can get for their cars right now?
It's the same part that's missing on the radios. It's the processor for a lot of the, not necessarily the ECU or PCM, but like your infotainment centers and your front control module that controls all the electronics inside. That's a lot of what's going on. I know I talked to a buddy of mine that still works at the GM dealer where I did, and GM is shipping them out without the, basically the, well, Dave and I would call the body control module, but now they got another acronym for it, and that's what's missing in the cars on a lot of them. And so I think they will run mostly when they come off the truck, but you can't have full access to everything.
Bummer. Well, that's, you know, the Ford guy, I don't know if he didn't know anymore, if he just wouldn't tell me anymore, but he just said, that, you know, it wasn't just Ford, it was some of the other automakers, too. They were all waiting on the same part, but evidently, you know, made by the same company, and they just couldn't catch up. And so anyway, because I was asking him about the Bronco, I'm really interested in looking at the new Bronco, but I want one of the, you know, nicer ones that, and all they got is just a little plain Jane Broncos, and it really doesn't do a whole lot for me.
All they have out is the sport model. They got plans to bring out other ones, and I still keep in touch with a couple buddies that worked at the Ford place because I've done both Ford and GM. I bounced between the two, and so I keep in touch with those. Ford is having the same problem with computer chips also as GM. Chrysler, not quite so bad. I don't think they use the exact same one, but I'm not 100% sure. I'll have to ask the text at the Dodge dealer Thursday when I go in there and find out, see where they're at with it. But I know they still have vehicles on the lot, unlike the Ford and GM dealers.
Just out of curiosity, these chips, about everything that's in these cars now is running with this setup. You say that the truck can still be used. Does it affect, because nowadays you don't have emissions on everything. In some areas, they're going to take and burn you up. What all does this not having this chip affect?
Different for every vehicle, what it affects. Those modules can be anywhere from the engine control management system to the internal electronics, all the, you know, creature comforts inside, as I would call them, your lights, radio, heat, air conditioning. Now they can affect your steering, those things. It just depends on which one is missing for that vehicle. And I think what they're doing is just allocating when they come in to the ones that are sold, not necessarily the ones that are on the lot. So it's just a shortage on the same problem with the ham radio we're having. They just can't keep up with the, you know, everybody out buying new cars lately with all that free money. So, and then the shortage also because the plant's down. It's just created the perfect storm for it.
That's, let me see if I got it here. I'm going to bug out of here, guys, and y'all have a good evening. I've arrived at my destination. y'all have a good night. KB4CPA.
Have a wonderful time there building airplanes. Make sure you keep Steve straight. He takes a little bit of work. And Walt, is it Walt or is it Andy that's on there? I can't remember your name.
Bell ZI on HT, I forgot to give it to you. Alpha November Delta Yankee. Well, tell me, this chip that they can't get for this stuff, how long have they been using this particular chip? How far back does it go, model year-wise?
So for HKX, it's really hard to say, but it's going to go back many years. You're probably talking 10 years or so. So, I mean, 10, maybe even longer with that. So I really don't know on that one. I hadn't thought about it, but you're going to have a hard time getting replacement parts also is what it's going to boil down to.
Two automobiles here. One, sure enough, an antique, and I need to rework. And my everyday driver's a 94 Tercel. I just wondered, did it go back that far?
Probably not right now. You're going to have more of a problem because those parts are already obsolete. Most manufacturers live and die by the 10-year planned obsolescence. So that's what you're going to run into there. You're going to have to either send it out for repair or try to locate a used one on a lot of cases on those, on a, something that old.
Just to know, yeah, I've already encountered certain. Luckily, what I've encountered has just been symbolic stuff that I ain't been able to find, but I was just wondering if that was something else that I wouldn't have been familiar with that may have went back, because this emission stuff has been going on for a long time, and then you got the airbag, which was even around back then.
A lot, it could go back quite a ways, but with the computer chip. But computer chips have advanced probably around 05 when they went to the CAN network on there for your high speed is where you're going to see the cutoff more than likely for most manufacturers. In 2005, they went to a CAN network, which is a high-speed network, so that they could put more creature comforts in and have the ability to process faster, and they changed over to multiplexing. We have small networks talking to bigger networks. So that's probably where the cutoff's going to be, just thinking about it, but I hadn't really sat down and studied that one out to figure it out.
Well, I'm always thinking about this stuff ahead, being that what I got kind of old. And you say anything under 05, then I won't have to worry about that anyway with that and under 05.
For HKX Friday. Yeah, I'm right there with you. The newest vehicle I have is the 2000 model. Everything else is older than that. So after a certain point, they've just crossed the threshold where they're, you know, they've done good, and then they're just not so good. You're relying too much on electronics. I mean, everything is tied to electronics in the car nowadays. So I try to stay away from it. Too much to go wrong. Too hard to find parts for it and fix anymore.
Put down with early model Ford Pintos where I could do about anything I needed to do to it with. Then you compare that. Eventually I had to get the Tercel because it was getting too hard to get parts for, and I keep it more or less around for a backup when I can keep it going. And now this, I'm hearing all this, what you was I've been hearing about this chip business, and I know even that 94 has some computer elements in it, and it, when I go to hearing these things, it makes me very curious.
For Trousseau, you're going to have an engine management system, and that's pretty much it with that one. It might have ABS. It might not. That's right around the years where ABS become real popular. So, and the Trousseau's, you know, kind of in the middle of the road car, so I don't know if it'd be there or not. So I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Lock brakes on it, too.
If you lose that module, you still have regular hydraulic brakes. That's all that happens on that one.
My mother's vehicle. What about an 03 Toyota RAV4?
Not sure where Toyota implemented their high-speed network. It could be a little earlier than Ford and GM did. But I know Ford and GM both done it right around 2005 for most all their haul models. So it just kind of varies right around in there for manufacturer. And the reason they've done that is, like I said, for processing speed and because everybody wanted more creature comforts and you had to have the network to talk to it. So, I mean, now when you hit a window switch, you don't even actually talk to the window motor directly. It goes through another module, and then the module there sends it out back to the window motor to roll the window down instead of like you're used to. When you hit the button, you actually made the contact. You were the computer.
Certainly more advanced than I thought of. It reminds me a lot. Of course, that was a fictional car, but back when I was growing up in the mid-80s, not Industry 2000, but the thing is about that, that was fixed, and they had a foundation to keep the thing going. Certain ones of us individuals don't.
I worked for Ford up till 2015 is when I left, and cars are just getting so complicated to work on anymore. Most all your work was done with a laptop instead of actually doing anything to the car, and then you had all the programming you had to do. So it was a lot of computer work and a lot of struggling to get the things you needed, so it was time for me to go. I was just done with it. I was over it. So I don't do much of it anymore. I still keep in contact with it. I work on my own here and there, but I don't do anything for anybody else anymore.
Hell's the guy. Well, that's kind of like I am with, you know, I'm with that Trousseau. Do a few things, but I take that old antique 72 Ford Pinto when I can get the parts, that is, for it. I can practically redo it all the way around, but there again, with the back in the Ford Pinto days, that's when I was very young.
One of those Pintos when I was growing up, we had a 1980 model. So yeah, and then I raced dirt track with one of them for a little while. So they were out of the picture when I come along, but as new cars to when I started working on them. But they still roll through the dealership occasionally, and they're pretty interesting to work on.
I learned how to drive on one. My dad had one as well. A 73 station wagon and 4-speed manual, and I learned how to drive on that. Then I got one right about out of high school, a 72 runabout sedan, and drove it for a long time until it was difficult to get the parts. Then I got the Trousseau, and as you say, it's more technical, and it's not much I can do about it. Then, as you say, certain things are starting to happen to it again. Then I hear this about this chip, you know, and it makes me wonder, because we don't have the foundation to keep this stuff going.
Sending all the manufacturing overseas or out of country, we're losing that ability to take care of ourselves, that's for sure.
Let you go. I know I've been hearing about that for the past few days, about that chip business. I was hoping it wouldn't go back that far, so KI4 LZI Portal.
LZI This is KO4HKX, and it was a pleasure talking to you anytime. 732, you can have a good afternoon, and I'll be monitoring.
DYH, W4DJW. You listening, Johnny? 4DJW Mobile.
HKX, how are you today?
Pretty good. It's a beautiful day out here. How are you?
Good, but I'm having to do some office work today for my business getting ready for next week, so I'm stuck inside.
But in all our lives, a little bit of rain has to fall. Makes you appreciate when the sun's shining.
Friday and Saturday, I was outside all day long, so I can't complain too much.
That's a good way to look at it. I didn't get to go flying, but I did get a lot knocked out this weekend. A lot of stuff that was on the back burner, brought it to the front burner and burned it off and moved on to the next one.
After having a yard sale trying to get rid of some of my mom's stuff where she passed, and she had just so much stuff. So we had a yard sale Friday and Saturday, and I was outside all day dealing with that and just had a wonderful time. But yeah, it was a little windy. I don't imagine y'all were out flying.
And this weekend, I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention to the wind because during this time of the year when it's really windy, anyway, I try to get other things done so that when it's not windy time of the year, I can go flying every weekend.
Up to your house to make those planes now.
Going to Steve's house over in Inman.
Heading up to your place. I was talking to Dave earlier, so I misunderstood.
A couple of large tables and put them together so that there's plenty of building room. These planes don't take long to build at all. I've heard them on flight tests on YouTube say they can build six of them in one evening.
Let's go together pretty quick then.
Cut out except for the wing, so that should make it even faster. But this is the first time for David and Steve, so that'll make it a little slower.
Trying to teach Steve how to do something new, that could be a challenge. I could see that.
I hear that remark. KN4VWA.
He figured you were listening. That got your attention.
Yeah, I got Dave inside. He's on the simulator right now.
Simulator?
No, stimulator.
Oh, stimulator. Did you tell him pressure, not motion?
Yes. And as a matter of fact, I took it around about three or four times and told him, do not look at the screen. Look at my thumbs.
Okay, good. Pressure, not motion. That usually does the trick with somebody that's got a wild mouse. You know what a wild mouse means?
Oh, yeah.
I first came out on computers, and we were a bunch of programmers at Michelin. And somebody would be watching over somebody's shoulder, showing them how to do something, and they couldn't get control over the mouse. It was a new thing, and people had to develop that coordination. And one of my buddies used to say it all the time, wild mouse, and turn around and walk off because the guy couldn't get a handle on it.
ID 10T errors, all that kind of good stuff.
Yes, that's a mainframe thing. That really wasn't distributed computing, but I've heard of that. My father-in-law told me about that. He was a mainframer. I was distributed.
Well, we go in and do corrections with end users on the software. I just said, well, no, it's no big deal. You just committed an ID 10T error, and I show them what to do.
That on them. I did use RTFM a few times, though. When people just keep on asking the same question over and over again, and it's in the manual.
TM error?
No, I'll read the manual. I just want to ask you questions. You got to tell them to go read the manual.
Exactly. Well, guess what I did this afternoon, Chief? I spent about an hour, hour and a half rewatching the videos on the build. And listen, who was that in there with us, Patrick? I didn't mean to cut you out, big man. man. Well, hey, by the way, thanks for sending me that on that radio. Well, that was you, wasn't it?
Was that useful to you?
Well, Mama says I can't spend so much money a month on my toys, and I had just bought a brand new Spectrum 8E.
Somebody else that can use it.
Yeah, I might. And matter of fact, I've told them about it. And maybe we'll get them fixed up. Well, Dave, where are you, buddy? What's your QTA? Your QTL.
So that's got 6.0 miles to go. I'm at a three-way stop. Jordan and something. I can't read it. There's a car in front of me. I'm at Jordan and Lebanon Church.
Close, very close. All right, well, listen, when you pull in here, just go ahead and just pull right up there and put the nose of your vehicle right up there to the side of my truck. But when you get out, notice the latest runway for WIRCA.
It's in the field.
I knew I could count on you. Wilder International RC Airport, baby. I got you a runway out there for sure.
Has anybody ever flown there yet?
Not yet. Matter of fact, I was tempted to, but my daggone fuselage has not come in from my mall. I've got everything else ready to go back in the new fuselage, but hasn't come in yet. I was kind of hoping it would be showing up here pretty quick. And I kind of started to get the cadet out there. I said, that might even be better than the mall, but you know what? It has such a hang time. It just hangs there and hangs there. I figured I'd better just wait till I get this little bloody wonder working.
Good idea. Just having to slow down. There's a bunch of utility guys over here where that house is. It's got a lake in the front yard. Right where that new bridge is. I don't know what's going on. I had to slow down there. Pay attention. But I'm past it now. But, if you were watching his video, if you go all the way to the end, he flies the one that he was building. And at the end, when he's flying it, he doesn't land it. He just brings it around. On the first pass, he doesn't catch it because it's too far away from him. He brings it back around again, and on the second pass, he just catches it right out of the air. So he doesn't even use a runway at all. He launches it by hand and catches it by hand.
Me too, but I'll tell you what. I'm afraid I might bump the throttle and knock a finger off. Hey! No, I tell you what, I am kind of hoping that I can do a vertical takeoff with that thing.
Times, and then later I saw on the video where they said hold a little bit down elevator in it when you're doing that, because it does want to come over at you. And mine did want to come over at me. I did put it out there when the wind wasn't blowing. If the wind's blowing, it tips it over. But if the wind's not blowing, you can set it out there on its tail fin, and you can punch it really hard with the throttle. You got to have your speed controller set, calibrated. You don't want to do that with one that doesn't have a calibrated speed control, because when you punch it, you want it to go. You don't want it to hesitate, because if it hesitates, it's just going to lift it up, and by the time it winds up, it's going to be on the ground, and that's just going to make a bunch of dust all over the place. But they'll do that, but best practice is what they say is to hold a little bit of down in it when you do that, because it's going to want to come over at you.
Well, that's cool. Now, since we don't have rudders, I would imagine it would be extremely difficult to do a vertical landing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. You're not going to do a... Well, you got the ailerons and the elevator. I don't know. Yeah, probably not going to happen, because it's going to torque to one side, and you're not going to have any way to compensate for that. So, no, you can't do a vertical landing, but you can do a vertical takeoff.
Cool. All right. Hey, Patrick, you listening to all this?
After that, I'm listening to you.
It's addictive. We're going to get you in the air.
It's been a while before that can happen. I got too much going on right now, but it sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, hey, did everything go well with the meeting the other day?
I heard the lawyer canceled the meeting 30 minutes before we were supposed to meet.
You sent him an invoice for that time.
Full day of work there, so he'll be getting an invoice and an earful to go along with it. But in the meantime, I did make contact with the insurance company and made some progress on that front. Hopefully, the truck will be paid off the first of the week here, and I can move on.
Good. Well, there ought to be a way that you could force them to compensate you for their delays.
They're costing me a pretty good chunk of money a week right now. I won't mention it over the air, but they're costing me a good chunk. So, yeah, they're going to compensate for that for almost 6 months without it. Yeah, they're going to figure it out that way.
Yep. Okay. Well, listen, have you got another truck lined up?
Roger that. Luckily, the guy that I had the one lined up for, he hasn't put it up yet. I've been keeping in constant contact with him, letting him know what's going on. And if everything goes as planned this week, I'll be heading up there this week to retrieve that and get back to work.
Another Matco truck?
All I got to do is put my inventory in and it's ready to go.
Wait, bud. Well, that'll be a good stroke of luck for you then. How about that? Well, listen, I'm going to sign off. Dave, I'll see you when you get in here. W4DJW. And I'm having one of those brain fart moments, Patrick. KN48HKS. No, that's not it. Anyhow, I'm sorry. One of those brain moments. You guys have a good afternoon there, Patrick. I will talk to you again soon. KN4BWA, I'm clear.
That's all right. I would say it was the gray hair, but I know you don't have any. But it's KO4HKX. And I have a tough time remembering my own call. That's a tough one for me.
Hard on me, big guy. We'll talk soon. I'm clear.
HKX, and I'll be monitoring.
And the driveway, W4DJW clear.
KX, KO4CX, got it.
How are you today? KO4HKX here.
Playing around with my antenna location. How's it sound?
Sounds okay. You're a little quiet and got some white noise with you. Your volume's a little low.
About it, where I'm going to put it. Friggin' hood plastic, fenders plastic. About the only metal on this thing is the roof and the trunk. So I may just have to snatch it in and out every morning before I get to work.
The only thing about it, so cars nowadays, they got very little metal in them.
Now just sitting on the roof.
You're full quieting. I can hear you good there.
Try that one a shot. Like I said, I'll have to pull up the red light, snatch it off the roof real quick, you know, whenever I get to work, but I don't think anybody will notice at 5 in the morning.
We aren't open good yet.
And like I said, I'm sure I'm in a little bit of a gray area at work because I don't think the rule book specifically states not putting a mag mount antenna on your roof.
Using your little HT also?
Just my Yaesu HT to the mag mount. So this antenna supposedly will handle 50 watts, so I might actually try put a mobile radio in here and see what happens.
On the S meter here, so you're doing real well with that little radio.
Additional, you know, the mag mount to the ground, you know, basically the coupling between the antenna and the body will make a huge difference. I think that's the one thing that's kind of missing from the window unit is you don't have any grounding whatsoever, so.
I can see where that would be an issue, but I don't know, maybe we could figure out a way to put some little grounding out there with a little magnet on the end of it.
Little That little, the bracket is actually metal, so I thought about that, just kind of cannibalize the whole thing. Might be able to do something like that, but I think realistically for a 2 meter, I think you need 20 something inches or so that I was reading of metal to give a good ground plane for it.
So on that one, hadn't looked into that much. I use a mag mount on top of my excursions, and it's got more than 20 inches in any direction, no problem.
That's probably maybe a six inch strip before it gets to the sunroof. So maybe it'll work. We'll see. And if it works good and I can handle snatching it in and out, I need to run a little more power. I might be able to run another unit in medium power instead of high or something like that and see what happens.
Sounding good right now. I mean, I would never know unless I happen to know you were on an HT at all.
Good, Patrick. I'm going to head back in the house and spend the rest of the evening with the family. So I'm going to say 7-3 to you. I'm glad you're still on. I can get a radio check, but I'm sure somebody else would have gave it to me too, just like Dave did earlier. So 7-3 to you. Hopefully talk to you this week and have a good one. It's KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing your final.
CEF, KO4HGX. You have a good day, and 7-3 to you. Talk to you later, Andrew.